must it be?
Nothing you can do. I done told you, when a gal get ready to change her mind, boy, she changes. You don't mess around with her.
I wonder who in the world has done told her that I was talking to Tipsy Blake.
Well, in the first place, you ain't had no business talking to Tipsy Blake.
Well, I didn't talk to her. I was standing on the corner with a taxi cab, and she come up and started talking to me.
Well, you say old man Taylor passed by just as Tootsie was standing there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the old man has done sent her a telegram or something.
No, I don't think that he done it.
Well, read me that telegram again. Let's hear what it says.
Yeah, see, here she is. It says, just received wire from girlfriend in Chicago saying you are going to Tootsie Blake. I suppose you have broken out and gave it. Must I return the ring? Signed,
Mr. Taylor. Well, now, wait till I analyze the situation here.
You know, ever since I got this here telegram, I've been like sick in my stomach, Andy. I just feel like I've all doubled up in a knot.
Well, your brain has been in a knot ever since I knowed you.
Well, what in the world must I do?
The thing to do is to send her a telegram. But the trouble is with you, though, you don't know what to say to her when you send a telegram.
I know, but I don't want to break the engagement, Andy. I love that girl. I'd do anything in the world for Ruby.
Well, now, wait a minute. Let's us get up a telegram right here.
Wait a minute. Here comes the Kingfish. Now, don't say nothing to him, Billy, will you?
Oh. Hello, Kingfish.
Well, hello, boys. How is you today?
All right.
Oh, I'm pretty good. How are you, Kingfish?
Well, everything going pretty good. One or two little things here I want to take up with you, boys.
Anything wrong today?
No, not exactly wrong. Somebody took the chairs out of my office.
What?
Yeah, what then happened?
You know, on my birthday, a fellow put in and give me that swivel chair that I sit in sometimes. That was the best piece of furniture in the Lord's Hall.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, some fellow has done took the chair.
You don't mean to tell me.
Well, how are you going to find out where it is?
Well, I tell you, boys, I think one of the officers that was seated at the election took it. I was making the rounds today to see if I can run across it. I was calling on all the officers.
Well, it ain't nothing for us to do but write a new bylaw. That's all I can do.
Well, don't you boys worry about the chair. I'll get that. Maybe one of the brothers is playing a joke on me.
Mm-hmm. What else is wrong?
Well, now, the only thing that I want to check up on right now is about this assessment that we is going to make.
Oh, you mean about the assessees and the assessors?
What's wrong with the assessment?
Well, in the first place, don't but six of the brothers pay the assessment when they assess, you see. Now, we have been sending out letters to all the members saying that according to the bylaws of the Lord, we is going to assess the members. So I figure that as long as ain't but six of the brothers paying the assessment, what is the use of sending the letters to all the brothers and waste them saying?
The eyes have got it.
What do you mean, Kingfish?
Listen, Egg-Shaped-Head Swordfish. We is talking over a big population here, and you ask what we're talking about. Explain it to him, Kingfish.
Well, Amos, as long as only six of the brothers paid assessment when they assess, I figure that we'll just send them six brothers the assessment and save the stamps that we would use to write the letter to everybody.
Yeah, that's all right, I guess.
Listen, Amos. When me and the Kingfish figures out something like this, don't worry about it. If it wasn't all right, it'd never get in our heads.
Brother Andy, you was right about that.
Well, all right. I just so I ain't messed up in it myself, you two go ahead and do it.
What else have you got to figure out, Kingfish?
Let me look at my list here a second. Well, that's about all, I guess. So I'll go ahead and write the six brothers, and I'll have them send the money to my house so that we'll be sure and get it.
Oh, you're going to have them send it to your house, huh?
You see, sometime down at the Lord's Hall, the mailman come down there with a letter, and if the Lord's Hall is locked up, the mailman might get mad and send it back to whoever sent it.
Sure, that's right.
And then on the other hand, if I tell my wife that some of the brothers are sending in assessment, she's going to leave the house till it comes.
Sure, that's a good idea, King.
Well, I don't know what you brothers are doing, so go ahead and do it yourself. Just leave me out of this. I got enough trouble without that.
Well, boys, I'll get going here. I'll see you boys later.
All right.
So long, Kingsley.
So long, Kingsley.
Remember, boys, that we is all brothers in that great fraternity and just big nightclub.
Oh, sure. So long.
Well, Andy, I don't know how you think it, though that thing you're talking about, but it certainly don't sound good to me.
What do you mean it don't sound good?
Well, it ain't no use to mess with it now, though. I don't know. I got enough on my mind to keep me busy for a long time. I worry.
Amos, a gal can worry you to death, you know it. I never see nobody worry as much as you do about nothing. When Willa Parker married somebody else, I didn't get all up in the air.
No, of course, you didn't love Willa Parker as much as I love you to tell her.
Listen, Amos, I know love the same as anybody else do. But it ain't no use to let it worry you.
Well, what you going to do when you can't help it?
Listen. The way I figure out the thing is like this. You see, I have so many things to think about that when everything pile up in my head and I feel a strain on my brain, then I just dump everything out and clear my head. I just clear my head all up.
How you gonna clear up your head, though? That's something hard to do, ain't it?
No. Make your mind a blank.
Make it a blank, huh?
Yeah, you ought not have no trouble doing that. Yours is that way before you start. Just get back to natural. That's all you got to do. Back to natural.
Well, look here. Tell what I got to worry about. Here's a telegram from Luba saying...
Well, wait a minute. What do it say there about the ring?
It says, must I send back the ring?
Well, now, let's send her a telegram and straighten this thing out.
All right, what must I say to her in the telegram?
Well, in the first place, you want to know if you done broke the engagement, don't you?
Yeah, that's what you say in her telegram.
Well, you don't want to let her know that you is done broke no engagement.
No, of course, I ain't broke none.
You ain't the one that started all this trouble. Trusty Blake is the one that done that.
If Trusty Blake hadn't come up and started talking to me, everything would have been all right.
Well, then the first thing I would say in my telegram would be something like this. I have not broke the engagement. If our engagement is broke, Trusty Blake is the one to blame, not me.
Yeah, of course, I ain't broke no engagement. I don't want to break no engagement either.
Well, then you ought to send a telegram and say that if the engagement is broke, blame Trusty Blake. That's the one.
Yeah, but it ain't broke, is it?
Oh, it ain't broke, but if anything happens, it ain't your fault, is it?
No, it ain't my fault.
Well, let her blame Trusty Blake like she ought to do.
Well, what else would you say?
Well, the next thing, he want to know if she must send the ring back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't want to act cheap about the ring, so just put in the telegram that you can keep the ring. Do that.
Andy, you were fixing to get me in a mess. Now, I ain't gonna wire that stuff. I ain't gonna do it.